القرآن وفي مفتي يوسف موسى جي.
We've been looking at the commentary of Surah Al-Hashr, which is in the 28th Juz of the Noble Quran, and it is the 59th Surah in the Noble Quran. We looked at the various causes of revelation behind the verses of the Surah, the exiling of the Yahud, and various incidents that occurred. Now, if we look at the Surah in totality up until this point towards the end, the early part of the Surah described the various events relating to the Jews, and then it goes on to speak about the pagans and the hypocrites and their punishment in this world and the next. Now, in the concluding part of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the believers conscious of their duty towards Allah and towards performing righteous deeds. Their duty towards Allah and their duty towards performing righteous deeds. That is the message of these concluding verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O believers, continue fearing Allah and every soul should look to what is going to send or present tomorrow. Continue fearing Allah, surely Allah knows what is in your hearts, whatever you do. So this is a really, really important message that comes through, that we need to fear what we are sending through for tomorrow. The important thing to note in this is the style of presentation in these verses. A unique style that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted, which is very eloquent, and we have to admire the eloquence of it. First and foremost, in the verse, the year after is described in a unique manner. What does it say about the year after? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not refer to it as the akhirat, but rather refers to it as ghadin, tomorrow, day after today, or the day after today. So this points to two things. First of all, it means that the entire period of this world compared to the year after is very short. That is, that the entire world in relation to the year after is like one day. In fact, in terms of pure calculation, the comparison to difficult is to imagine that because the year after is eternal, which will exist without any end, the age of human world is said to be a few thousand years old. If this is calculated with the creation of the heavens and the earth, it will extend into a few million years, which in any case will be a limited period. There is no comparison to an unlimited or infinite period of time. It's for this reason that some tradition says, "Adunya yawmun walana fihi sawmun." The entire world is a day, and that day we fast. Whether we calculate from human creation, from creation of the heavens and the earth, it doesn't matter, because neither of this is important. But, the fact every individual's world is made up of a few days and years of his age, every person should be made to realize that how short a period this world is. That is the one point. This verse shows us that the day of resurrection is a certainty. Like, tomorrow will definitely arrive after today, which is a reality. No one doubts that. Like that, the year after is beyond any reasonable doubt. The year after is beyond any reasonable doubt. These are points that we need to consider. And the year after, as we indicate, will happen very shortly. Because as tomorrow is not far away from today, it is as though that to be very near, likewise, the day of Qiyamah will happen very soon after this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدِي. fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consider, look to what you're sending ahead. Now the first phase of Qiyamah is when an individual dies. The hour is already established. مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. He who dies, his day of judgment has been established, because the signs of the next world start from the grave. Examples of reward and punishment comes forth. The world of grave or the world of barzakh is like a waiting room in this world, which accommodates all types of people, ranging from the first class to the third class. The waiting room of the criminals is a prison house. A person should be able to determine his position in the waiting room, that you know where you're going. Therefore, every person's judgment day starts with a death. A man's death has been made such a puzzling phenomenon that not even the greatest philosophers or scientists can with any degree of certainty determine the exact time of its occurrence. In fact, every coming moment, we don't know. Are you going to die now? I don't know. I don't know what will come. What it will be my condition. We don't know whether we'll see to or live to see the next moment. It is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one point. The second is that Qiyamah and the hour is when the entire world, the heavens, the earth and everything else will perish. This may take place after hundreds of thousands of years. Even if it does, it is very close in relation to the eternity of the after. So, reflecting on this first verse, where Allah refers to Qiyamah as Gharin, what we understand is that this world is short, that's one point. Second is, Qiyamah is certain, that's two. Number three is, Qiyamah is very close. These are points that we pick up from the expression. What does Allah say? وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسَ. That look, what are you sending ahead? The arrival of Qiyamah is certain and it's near. Everyone is invited then to think about what have you prepared? What have you prepared? So this verse makes us realize that our abode is the hereafter. Our residence in this world is like a wayfarer. It is necessary to send something from here to the eternal abode. And the main purpose of our residence in this world is to acquire and accumulate things and send them forward to the eternal abode of the hereafter. And what is clear to one and all, that no material wealth or property can be taken from this world. Example. One wants to transfer wealth, gold, silver, monies, whatever, from one country to the other. That is to deposit into the bank from where the currency of one country is obtained. Exactly the same way wealth is spent in a way of Allah and the sacred laws of Allah implemented, and that's how you'd make your deposit into the, what we could term as the divinely celestial bank, where the currency of reward is recorded in the celestial account. And when a believer then reaches the akhirat, that is where he then sees the consequences. That is where a person then sees the consequences in the akhirat. مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. The phrase, what he or she has sent ahead, carries the general sense of the good, as well as bad deeds. So, what one sent forth, good deeds, will obtain the currency of reward in the akhirah. Whoever sent evil deeds, will that will be indicated in the year after. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fear Allah has been repeated. This is to emphasize, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا. So in the beginning of the verse, اِتَّقُوا. And again, وَاتَّقُوا, fear Allah. We are being repeatedly told. This is for emphasis. To fulfill this obligation, it is imperative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to fulfill this obligation. And fulfill our responsibility in this regard. Then the verse continues. What we've been told after that. We are being told, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah knows all that you do in this world. Allah is fully aware of all that one perpetrates and does in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do actions that will be pleasing to Him. Now, if you do not do and do not respond to this, we are then being told that we are being warned that if you do not respond, then here's what you need to be concerned about. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah and so Allah caused them to forget their own selves. It is they who are the disobedient ones. Those who forget the rights of Allah and who are neglectful and heedless to the remembrance of Allah, Allah caused them to become heedless and unaware of their own selves. They therefore do not make any preparations to save themselves from the after. They are wandering around heedlessly in this world. So if you, what is being meant by forget yourself? Forget yourself meaning forget to make preparation for yourself. That is the key message. And if you don't make, then either it is to Jannah or to Jahannam that a person will move. And what is the consequences if one moves towards in that direction? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these are from the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, La yastawi, they can never be equal. Who? La yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. The people of Jahannam and the people of paradise will never be the same. The people of paradise are truly the triumphant ones. A person should prove himself to be worthy of paradise. And the path of paradise entails absolute submission to the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the Quran, and that is a book for our guidance. And this Quran is such, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Had we revealed this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled, rendered asunder by the fear of Allah. Such are the parables we set forth for the people so that they may ponder. Really, it is extremely regrettable and distressing that the Quran does not affect our hearts. The Quran does not affect our hearts. The Quran is such a powerful and such a strong message that it would have created, if it was put on the mountains, it would have caused the mountains to break down to smithereens. The mountains would have humbled themselves before the Quran, yet the Quran has no effect on us. We are unmoved. Such an item which is firm, strong and unmovable like the mountains, if it had to be endowed with intelligence like man, it would have submitted to the greatness of the Quran. Yet we are unable to see that. So this verse mentions the greatness of the speech of Allah. Then the following verses then mentions the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah. Who is Allah? Hu Allah. He is Allah. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity but Allah. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. He knows what is hidden and He knows what is visible. Hu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is extremely beneficent and most merciful. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, the knower of the unseen. The attributes of know of the unseen, or the seen and unseen, means that Allah knows all things. Whether it's visible or not visible to us, Allah knows everything. Wa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the most beneficent, most merciful. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah apart from whom there is no deity. Al-Malik, He is the King. We know that Allah is the King. Al-Quddus, the attribute of Al-Quddus means the most pure of all defects. That Allah is that being who is free from all kinds of defects, deficiencies and imperfections which are not in conformity with His supreme status. Al-Mu'minu, The next quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is al-mu'minu. What does that mean? That means that this word mu'min, when applied to human, means a believer. But when it applies to Allah, it means the one who provides safety and security. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said it means that He provides safety and perfect peace to those who believe in Allah and the Messenger. So that is another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides safety and security for one and all in this world. Furthermore, what's the next quality? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddusus Salamul Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbarul Mutakabbir. That Allah is the one who provides security, the giver of refuge, the Almighty, the one who subdues, and the one who possesses greatness. Al-Muhaiminu. The attribute of Al-Muhaimin, according to Ibn Abbas, is that he is the one to take care or to watch over everything. Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Al-Jabbar. He is the powerful one. The attribute of Al-Jabbar means the one who dominates. It refers to the bondage, or, you know, if we take in a literal sense, when a bone breaks, to join the broken bone, it's the jabira, which refers to the bandage or the plaster used to bone to join. So from that point of view, the attribute which that Allah is the being who sets right every broken or useless thing, matters or restores or losses and rectifies situations, mends all the situations. Al-Mutakabbir, the Lord of Greatness, derived from Takabbur, which means from Kibriya, greatness, which is one of the peculiar characteristics of Allah, implied that every greatness attributable is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anyone. Whoever is in need of, whoever is in need, can never be great, and we all are in need. Therefore, this word is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this brings us to the end of that verse. Subhanallah amma yushrikun, Allah is pure of all they possess. What is it in essence? Hu Allah. It is Allah. Al-Khaliq. He is the creator. Al-Bari, the originator, bringing things into existence. There's a difference between creator and exister, originator. Creator, originator, bringing into existence without any prior example. Allah brings into existence without any prior model. Allah originates. Al-Musawwir. Allah is the one who gives form. He gives shape to everything. Gives perfect, particular or peculiar shapes and sizes to everyone. There are zillions of people, men and women, in this world from the time Adam alayhi salam till the end of the world. And no person's face is absolutely the same as the other. Everyone can be distinguished. This is the perfection of Al-Musawwir. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. The one who belongs to whom belongs the most gracious names. All the gracious names belong to Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All that is in the heavens and the earth, make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is alone mighty and wise. As the verse concludes, Allah says that He is Aziz, meaning Allah's absolute power belongs to Him, Al-Hakim, absolute knowledge belongs to Him. And what we have been told, all perfections and attributes that we have mentioned in some way or the other are connected to the power or the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these qualities are connected to the power and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, these are the verses that we need to reflect on. It will increase our iman, it will increase our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is recorded in Tirmidhi on the authority of Sayyidina Ma'qal ibn Yasar that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah appoints 70,000 angels who pray for divine mercy for anyone who recites these verses with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and the last three verses of Surah Hashr. And if he dies the same day, he will attain the status of a martyr. If a person recites the same solemn words in the evening, he will attain the same status. So this is really, really important. We need to read these verses and take benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take benefit from the verses of the Quran, to recite it abundantly, and to reflect on it. That's where we leave it for the tafsir segment. We've come to the end of Surah Al-Hashr.